hard to see how we fell so far from grace. A special place condemned, travel full circle to reach a new starting place. A place well guarded, chilled and hardened, with a past filled with a sword and burnt down the cottage. My living's modest, my giving gracious. Gotta remain patient even when I know it's out there for the taking. That sickening awakening, aching, spending my time paper chasing, placating the situation. Chance get famous or vacant statements. No soul, no diameter, no substance, inane, iambic pentameter. But it's more than algorithms to me. I can feel it in my veins, it's alive and it won't go to sleep. And it won't be settled even when the late notice is ceased. And I adopted my name because nobody notices me. But for me it's not fame, it's that zone with my soul soaring. And I finally feel free from the troubles that have been pouring on me. I never lose all of my hope. My dreams, the power, my heart beating, the words that I wrote. I had a dream of overseas before I could go. And it's a long way from New Mexico. I'm a long way from New Mexico. I'm a long way from everything that I used to know. And I'll never be the same once I choose to go. I'm going only where my dreams could grow. In my sleep, that's where we'll meet again. That little piece of peace that makes it okay for me to dream again. Then back to reality where the present weaves the end, where the so-called kings of men have blood leaking pens. You rats curling amok amongst your mud-speaking friends. That's what you peddle, sucks the quality right out of the lead. And when it jumps to your tongue, the numb keep nodding their heads. They're either stupid or they're walking dead. I can't tell it, and I'm still a fan, so it makes me feel belittled when they came and left like it was a passing trend. So I pull out the loose leaf and tend to the wounds, and try to stay away from the negative cause it tends to consume. And I tend to get vacuum lungs when I get stressed out. That's counterproductive when my job's to get my breath out. So I put it on paper instead of letting it get to my head. There's a better way for me to fit than sucking back nicotine death. I know that my bad habits will eventually catch up to me, so I hope that I can't manage to stop living destructively. And I look to the sky for guidance, the stars come to me. And I'm so grateful for their company. They help me realize how small my problems are in the scheme of things. And if they can die and their life stays flickering, then so can mine. And my life might make some sense like that split second you realize you're alive. And it feels so intense.
My first writing I did, I had this notebook, you know, for school. And I just found a pencil and I started writing. I filled this notebook full of words. I guess that was the first time the mechanism had exposed itself.